Hello again, Russ here, December 27th, 2003, and another installment of what you can play over standard 12-bar blues and try to be interesting over it. This one's dealing with playing arpeggiated triads or just using triads as solo material to go over. In this case, we're going to do it over the four chords, so starting on the fifth bar of a 12-bar blues in A. That would be on the D7 chord. What you do is, the formula is, you just go a whole step below whatever dominant you're on, and that would be C. And so you just do C triads and D triads. So D triads are the dominant that you're on. So it's a pretty simple formula. So I've got a lick in power tab format right there on the site to download, and you'll see the lick over the four chord. And I'm going to let you hear it now. Just hear that same blues backing track that I made earlier for the first one. So without further ado, here you go. Okay, another thing to keep in mind is that while we use this formula over the four chord, and that works great, you can also use the same formula over any dominant chord almost anywhere. For example, in the beginning of a four-bar blues, on the first chord on the A7, you can do the same kind of a lick, and you would do the same formula. You start a whole step below and play G and A triads. Same kind of thing. You'll get a different sound. More food for thought is that on minor seventh chords, for example, you can go up a minor third from the root. Let's say on a D minor 7, that would be F, and play F and G triads. Same kind of deal. You know, the triads are a whole step apart, so you can use the same lick, just transpose it somewhere else on the neck, and you'll get a really interesting, cool, open kind of sound, because you get those naturally occurring intervals in there that break up scales nicely. Okay, thus concludes another exciting episode of what you can play over your standard 12-bar blues changes to try to sound more interesting than your stock pentatonic licks. So until next time, see you later.